This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Sunday morning. You know what that means? It's the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Well, like I said, be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to help you out. So give us a call. Until then, we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary, Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay. I got two questions. One is my sister had, she got a bittersweet bush, like a plant.
Yep.
She got it out of a woods or something, she saw it. So she planted it maybe 2 years.
Yep.
And it was coming up. Well, it finally got berries this year. So she cut the berries up, made a wreath. And anyway, now she cut it back to the ground. Was that a good idea? And if so, how can she get it back again?
So bittersweet grows like a weed.
Oh yeah.
So cutting it back isn't too bad of a thing to be doing like that. Here in Massachusetts, where I am, we're actually not allowed to propagate it or use it, anything along those lines. It's you can't reproduce it. So it's something that because of the fact that it takes over areas. By cutting it back, she's definitely going to be making it come back multiple, double the size.
Uh-huh.
They consider it an invasive species here in Massachusetts. So I think it should be fine. If she cut it all the way back, you can definitely cut it on some of them too far back. But to be honest, the bittersweet it goes in. I've seen it growing out of like rock walls and those areas. I think it should be fine.
Does she have to cover it up or anything, or just leave it?
No. I mean, it grows in the wild. As you said, she got it from the woods or something along those lines.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that, there's no covering that gets done over there other than the natural leaf drop, if it's in the forest. I would say there's nothing really needs to be done. If she recently cut it and she wants to get it bigger, put some of the leaves or the pine needles that are in the yard around it and cover it up a little bit, help protect it for the winter. That's not going to hurt it by any means. It'll only do good for it.
Yeah.
It's a weed that just goes, to me, it's considered a weed. It's a plant that just goes crazy.
Oh.
So I think she should be all right.
Okay. And I got a question about my Christmas cactus. It's just about done blooming. I think I got one or two blooms on it. Now, do I just put it down and do I water it again or? just leave it go, or?
So the Christmas cactus, it just flowered?
Yeah, it's got about two on yet.
Well, so, you know, once it's done, you want to really let it have that dormancy period again, kind of let it go a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You don't want it to continue and go crazy. You want it to really slow down a little bit and get that dormancy period, like I was saying.
Right.
So you want to put it, in a location where it'll get like 4 to 6 hours of sunlight.
Yeah. Oh, I got a grow light down in my basement.
Okay.
You
could use that sometimes. They have like a timer that you can put on it because you don't want to put too much light. You don't want to keep the light on at all time.
Oh, really?
All times. You want to make sure that it, has the time of darkness. You don't want it to be just in the sun at all times, because then it'll think it's summer. It'll just won't know the time of year. You can use the grow light. That's not a problem. But you just want to keep it so it doesn't have it on all night and all day.
Oh, no, I keep it on in the day. I turn it on like 7 o'clock and keep it on till maybe 6, or is that too long?
For this particular plant, it would be too long.
Oh, really?
You don't want to, you don't want to have as much during the winter. You want it to get to that that dormancy period. During the spring to fall, you're actually trying to keep it away from heavy sun.
Okay.
So that's why it keeps it in the dormancy period and allows it to focus on the flowers later. That's why, it does the Christmas time, the blooming, the December, the end of November type. So that's why you would do it this way.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. Okay, now I found out. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mary, for the phone call, and good luck with your sister's bittersweet and the Christmas cactus.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Georgette in New Hampshire.
Georgette, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Listen, I listen to your father all the time, and I know he had a big, big problem with chipmunks, and I'm having the same thing. As a matter of fact, we're dodging each other in the backyard now. That's how bad it is.
Oh, jeez.
I've got holes everywhere in the backyard. They're undermining my property, so what can I do?
So I was talking about the product called Mouse Magic earlier. What I'd like to see you use for the chipmunks is a product called Rat Magic. It's a pretty strong Rat Magic.
Yeah.
It's a little bit stronger than the Mouse Magic and has a way to actually keep squirrels, chipmunks, and rats out. It's not just for rats. They formulated this after, the Mouse Magic was successful, but they looked at it and said, mice are one thing, but it's the chipmunks and squirrels as well. So that's one that I would be using around the house, creating perimeters. The holes are.
Do you put it in the hole? Or you can.
So the problem is, if you put it in the hole, you're keeping them into the hole. You want to repel them and scare them out and get them away. So what you would start to do is start with a perimeter around the house, close to the house, and then move it out slowly as you get them out. Because you don't want to create a barrier where they're close to the house and just they have that repellent effect where they won't leave. You want to push them away. So by putting it just in the holes, you could keep them in their holes, or they find other ways out and dig a hole elsewhere. You want to create that barrier around the house or around the areas that they really are, and push them out that way.
it do anything to the birds?
I'm sorry?
Does it bother the birds?
I don't believe it does. Let me, I can take a look into it during the break to see what the formulation is. I don't believe it is. I have to get the active ingredients on it to just double check what it is.
Is that hard to find? Can I get that at my hardware store?
You should be able to get it at any place that Bonide is carried.
Okay.
Where are you in New Hampshire?
In Pelham.
Okay, is that...
down by Londonderry.
Okay. Yeah, should be able to get it at a couple of the local garden centers down there. I'm trying to pull up what the active ingredient is. So the active ingredients is all oils. It's cedar oil, clove oil, peppermint oil. It's a mixture of oils. So, I mean, it should be fine for the birds.
Right.
It's going to be very small anyways. You're going to put it in areas like around the house, around garages, decks, patios, yeah, etc.
I have a wood pile. I know there's a lot around the wood pile. I got three of them the other day. It was funny.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's way to go.
Definitely the wood pile. Sprinkle it all over the wood pile. That'll definitely help you.
Yeah, okay. So, I have another question. You were talking about bittersweet.
Yeah, if you just... If you want to hang tight for a second, we're about to go to break. I want to be able to help you with that. So just hang tight for me just a minute, all right?
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been a professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a cover storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Georgette from New Hampshire. So, you had another question, Georgette. I just want to see what that was. I didn't want to cut you off, but I wanted to be able to have the question answered for you.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of quick ones. I have a deer problem also. But the, you were talking about deer this week. Okay. I don't know how to do that. Okay, is that better?
It's a little bit better.
Okay. That's better? That's better.
Yeah.
Bittersweet, I think that's, if that's what that is, that people told me, I have tons of it in my woods. And what it does, it kills all your trees.
Yep.
If it's the same bitter thing, it's a vine that goes up the tree, and then it keeps on going to the next tree, to the next tree.
Well, does it have... Does it have orange berries on it right now?
Okay. No, but the roots are orange, and I know they go around everything because I see it, and it's killing. I just bought this home 3 years ago, and I was out there trying to clean out the wood to bring the wood back, and they make, like, a lot of legs. They go everywhere.
So it doesn't... I don't believe it's a bittersweet because it would have had like an orange flower at this point, berry. It would also be have no leaves at this point as well. One of the things that could be on there, you could have a type of ivy growing up the sides. You could also have a type of euonymus growing up the side.
Would it be sumac?
Sumac. No, you can have some sumac on there. There's a bunch of different ones. The best way to really do it on these vines is to try and spray it the best you can with like a glyphosate, or you could also use an organic product from BioSafe. They have a weed control that you can use.
What was the glyphosate you said?
Glyphosate. It's a cleanup would be the brand from Bonide.
Oh, how do you spell that?
So it's clean up with a K, K-L-E-E-N, and then up, U-P.
Okay. So I just planted about a month and a half ago a hemlock and a spruce. And should I be watering that still before the ground freezes or no?
So anything that you plant, you want to water until the ground freezes. I think we've had a lot of rain. Not every day.
Yeah.
It's going to be every 3, 4, 5 days. I think we've had a good amount of rain here that it's like it's been a deep watering where you might not have to worry about it.
Yeah, I was wondering, though, because they're thick and wide, if the water did actually go through it or if it would just go around it.
No, it should go into the plants and absorb. We've had so much rain in this area. I know Boston. Boston in the month of November had almost 9 inches of rain. I mean, there's so much water that's been in the area.
Yeah,
that I know
there's a lot of water around here. Okay, one quick other question is deer.
Yeah,
I can't keep it away from my trees. I planted like 60 trees. Since I've been here, I've provided no exclusives or rhododendrons, all kinds of perennials. And I noticed a lot of droppings in the backyard.
Yep.
So because they haven't started eating my trees yet, but I'm very nervous about it because it was a lot of work.
Yeah, so they normally tend to go to small understory type plants, leafier type plants. It's easier for them to digest.
I heard arborvitaes they love.
Yep, they will eat on the arborvitaes. One of the products you could use would be called Repelzol from Bonide. That's a great way to use it. It's a granular form. It's also a liquid form as well. It's called Repelzol. By Bonide.
Does that wash off?
It does wash off, you know, with a heavy dose of rain. But the granular form can last up to a couple months out there. Whereas the liquid,
what
you do have
to. Granular though, because
you make a perimeter around it. It's a smell. It's a sense of smell in the area that will push them away.
And that doesn't wash away?
No, it's a granular, so it doesn't. It does do all right with some of the rain. So it should be good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Snow and ice will make roads treacherous.
That's North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, as a huge winter storm is affecting his and about 10 other states.
Even if conditions are okay where you are, they might not be where you're going.
And indeed, nearly 1,000 airline flights have been canceled because of the storm, which for the first time in decades dumped double-digit amounts of snow on Lubbock, Texas.
Mark Milley, he's a great gentleman, he's a great patriot, he's a great soldier.
President Trump confirming to reporters yesterday that he had named General Mark Milley, the current Army Chief of Staff, to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The president also saying that his Chief of Staff, John Kelly, will be retiring at the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I've been talking about the Christmas wreaths for a number of weeks at this point, and I wanted to get to know the new company a little bit that we've been doing. So we've asked Lauren Springer from Fiddleheads Florist to come on and speak with us today and give us a little bit more information about the company. So good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on. Now, everybody out there knows about the Christmas wreaths. We've been doing those for a number of years. As everybody knows, we're with a new company this year, but it's not really new to us, as we all know. My family knows. It's my brother Jason works for you, but
he does.
Let's talk a little bit about your florist. Give me a little bit of information, please.
Sure, of course. Well, I opened the store in Cape Elizabeth just about 8 years ago now. It's a small family-owned store. And your dad and I had actually chatted last year about working on the wreaths together this year and transitioning them over to Fiddleheads when he was ready to retire. So we are thrilled to be carrying on the tradition this year. It's a little different, but with, you know, your dad not being here with us this year, but we are trying to do our best to make him proud and to continue the Paul Parent tradition with the wreaths. We have purchased the wreaths from the same designer and artist who made them in years past, and it's been great. But yeah, we're thrilled to add this branch onto our flower shop. It's been great.
It's definitely been awesome to continue that tradition. And everything I've seen and know about, and all the emails, the constant emails that I've get, is talked about how beautiful the wreaths are. So I know you guys are doing a great job. Now,
well, trust me. All I want to do is make them like equally as beautiful as your dad used to do. They are gorgeous as they are. They're beautiful this year. And it's been fun to decorate them and meet the customers and meet so many people who are such big fans of your dad and the show. It's been great for us.
Now, what's the easiest way for us to order a wreath for anybody out there who's listening now and wants to get a wreath?
The easiest way is to go to our website. I know that some people do like to chat on the, like to call and to connect one-on-one, and we're happy to do that. We'll be open again tomorrow. And they can call us at 207-767-5595. Or if they want to go onto the website and look at the photographs of what we have available this year, they are different than in years past. Our style is just, you know, a little different, and we're starting off with fewer options this year, just to get our, because we're getting our feet wet and learning how to do this year. But if you want to go onto the website and look at the design, the address for that is www.fiddleheadflorist.com, and you can see all the examples and the prices and the shipping schedule there as well.
Awesome. That's probably the easiest way to do it. You can get all your information in there.
Yeah.
And I know if people like to chat, they'll either be talking to you or my brother Jason. So they're,
yes,
you know,
for sure. They can still chat with me, or they'll chat with Jason, one or the other.
And that's one of the reasons that my father wanted to pass this on. You know, not just because my brother worked there, but it's a family owned business, and you're going to be talking to an owner or somebody close to that when you do call and have questions. And that was something my father always did. And, you know, we had it for a number of...
We're a small staff. I mean, I have a few people that work in the shop, so the chances are of you talking to Jason or I are very high. unless, of course, the delivery driver decides to answer the phone, which has happened. Usually it's one of the two of us. We do have one more employee that comes in on Mondays. She was the woman who came. Her name is Kathy, and she came to the store with me when I first opened. And she has since retired, but she likes to come in once a week so your brother gets a day off.
Yeah, that's always nice for him sometimes, right?
Yeah, right? Exactly. He seems to need, you know, day off here and there, I guess.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I was bringing that up is it was always, my father would answer the phone a lot during the wreath season, and everybody would be like, whoa, wait, Paul, you're answering the phone?
Yeah.
And that's the same type of feel that my father was looking for and why we've... had you guys take over this because it has that same feel.
It's been our pleasure, and all we want to do is, you know, make your family proud and continue the tradition. And we just want, you know, the customers that have been so loyal and so kind, and everybody who calls to place an order has nothing but such kind things to say, and, you know, stories about chatting with your dad. So it's been a real pleasure this year. We really appreciate the opportunity, and it's been wonderful.
Awesome, Lauren. Just before we go here, just can you give us the phone number and the web address one more time for our listeners who are looking for that?
Of course I can. So the phone number directly for the shop, and we'll be open tomorrow morning. You can start calling anytime you want. We'll be open at 9. We're open from 9 to 5 tomorrow. Is 207-767-5595. And the web address that will bring you directly to, there's a picture of one of the wreaths right on the front of the website. You click that, and it will give you all the options. It's www.fiddleheadflorist.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being here today. I do appreciate it. And thank you for everything you guys have done, because I know that they're beautiful wreaths. I've seen them. They're wonderful. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thanks so much. It's really been a pleasure. We really appreciate it, so thank you.
All right, Lauren, if I don't speak with you, Merry Christmas, and enjoy the rest of the holidays.
To you, too. I can't wait to see pictures of those girls on Christmas morning.
Definitely will. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Irene in Lowell.
Irene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. I have to tell you how much I miss hearing your dad.
I hear you.
I heard the end of a conversation with a woman talking about her Christmas cactus. I didn't hear the whole thing, but I've got an enormous Christmas cactus that it does wonderful. I have a front porch that gets sun all day, and it sits out there, and it looks so healthy. But it, and it blossomed. It started to bloom in the late fall, and all of a sudden, I brought it in when we had really cold temperatures last week. All of the buds are falling off. All of the flowers are falling off. Many of them haven't even opened yet.
Okay.
Does it prefer the cooler weather on the front porch, or
no? It could have been shocked from some of the cold weather that was out there. Maybe it dipped down to a certain point. I'm trying to see the temperatures that it would go. It doesn't like cold weather.
Okay.
So if it dipped below like 45,
which it probably did,
that could be one of the things that affected it.
Okay.
It likes to stay warm, likes to stay in the sun. Mm-hmm. So that could be one of the things that happened. It just got a little bit too cold.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else there could be.
So it won't come back this year.
The flowers will not. That once they
it did bloom, and sometimes it blooms in the spring. I've had flowers out there in April.
Yeah, no. So it's one of the things. I'm sorry. I was looking. I wanted to get the exact temperature of how low it can go. So I was just looking a little bit in a book I have. I have a pretty neat. It's called the Indoor Plant Bible that I got from my father. Just to give me some more information, and one of the things I like about it is it says how low the temperature can go for certain plants. And this one, it wants warm to cool. It doesn't want to go below 59 degrees. And so that could be why it shocked the plant and dropped the flowers like that. That's kind of what I'm thinking has happened.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Mm.
I think that's really the shock of it. And so it's going into its, like, dormancy type period now, and it's thinking, okay, it gets hit by that cold. All right, it's time to kind of sleep. It's the end of the season, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
I really feel as though that's what happened, that it got too cold and did that to you.
All right. Well, I'll just keep it indoors until the spring, and then I'll put it out in the sunny porch. I'm very happy out there.
Yeah, definitely. It loves it. It just, like I said, kind of look at the temperatures for this, fall next year, and bring it in if it's going to be below, they say 59 degrees. I'd almost say like 55. They kind of, when they say temperatures, they kind of give you a little bit of a grace period, a couple degrees. But if it's going to be 55 or lower, I'd bring it in for the night, and then you can always put it right back out the next, the next morning, that type of thing. Even if it's not sunny, you want that the warm weather. You know what I mean? So say in the, we do have in September, we have it warms up. It gets cool and then it warms up again. We have 80s during the day. You want to have it out there with that fresh air too. It's just to watch it at night so it doesn't get frozen again or it doesn't shock it. So when it does bloom for you, the blooms stay on.
Yeah. How long do they normally stay on, a healthy plant?
I mean, it could be a couple weeks. It could be a little bit more than that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how strong the plant is. The older it gets, it will have some longer blossoms for you. So, and it depends on how you take care of it. If it's shocked like this, obviously they last real quick and go.
Right.
But if it's, if it's continued on, you could probably get about 2 weeks of the blossoms. Maybe even more.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, when it does bloom, it's absolutely breathtaking. It's beautiful. But now it's very depressing.
Understandably so. It was a little shocked, but just with some TLC and keeping it inside, I think you should be fine for next year. Take a look and see if any of the the foliage part of it, not where the flowers are. If the foliage, take a look and see if any have, like, dried out. You'll notice it's almost, it'll start to wrinkle, that part. That means, you know, that got shocked a little bit, too, so you'd want to pinch it back by cutting it below, you know, at the next notch. You know, how the leaves kind of go up on each other, and it kind of curves on each one by where they meet, the two two leaves, if you will. So if you're noticing that it's wrinkled, it's dried out, cut back a little bit to just help force it to get rid of the bad and keep with the good.
So take a look. I cut back a little bit last winter. They were falling off. Some of the branches had fallen off.
So that's always good to do.
It could be trimmed a little.
Yep. So just take a look, and I think that should help you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right, Irene. I appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Burnt Garden Club, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, during the show, I get some emails here and there, and I was just reading one of them, and this came from Mary, and it was she's from Windham, New Hampshire, and it was some home remedies. And, you know, I talked about this, as my father always had, that this is a garden club. This isn't a singular one person. This is everybody out there listening and passing along different home remedies. And some of these I had heard before, and I was like, oh, I wish I had remembered that. So, Mary, I do appreciate you emailing me and giving some information. So, a couple of them. To ward off some of the chipmunks around when she sees the hole or around her cellar doors, she uses apple cider vinegar. She'll pour or spray depending upon the area. So that's a good one. Apple cider vinegar has a smell and a bad taste to it. She also was saying one of her friends who has apple trees, they'll actually hang the original Irish Spring soap bars in the trees. It gives away a smell and the taste. It keeps the deer away. So that's a nice way to do it. And then also for mice that are nesting in and, you know, eating air filters, as my father had many times, his lawnmower, some of the wires got eaten underneath the seat. You can use bounce dryer sheets, and you can put them in the different areas to keep the, you know, that bounce has that smell. Of the fresh, you want to get the original type. You don't want to get the different scents that are in there. But that's definitely one that you can do as well. It's all the different smells will keep some of the rodents and chipmunks in such a way. So Mary, thank you for passing that along. I do appreciate it. Then I'm sure others out there do appreciate it as well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
Yeah, Vernon in Massachusetts is waiting.
All right, Vernon, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Sorry, I didn't get to hear, but first I was calling. Had somebody do the calling for me, a handicap. I didn't find out until you were into the program that the last number was wrong. That's why I wasn't getting there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he dialed zero and it was one. Yeah, I just, it's a very quick question. Maybe there's nothing I can do about it, but being handicapped, I came across some stuff there that I'd saved up over the years. And one item, I thought I'd probably thrown it out long ago, but I put it in a little cardboard box. And when I used to go, family used to go to the ocean, and we loved those wild roses that grow all over the place down there, like around, you know, right close to the water's edges and everything.
Yep, that'd be a beach rose or a Rosa rugosa.
Yeah, they were beautiful looking things. And so I took a couple of, three or four of the pods there and everything. And I just stuck them in a plastic bag and brought them back with me. And I thought I'd gotten rid of them, but I didn't. I still got them. They're dried in the box there. I was wondering, is there any way that I could bring those back, soak them, or do something?
Well, you can definitely try. If you want to get the, you have to open up that pod. There's seeds inside it. See if they're still in there. If they are in there, you want to let them soak in water, maybe, 5 to 7 days and see how they turn and see if they're still strong. And once that happens, you might actually even see some sprouts here and there. But
and you just put something else in there with them?
Just water. Okay, so keep them in the water, and then, you know, you'll be able to tell if they're good or bad. They'll be strong, healthy-looking seeds that are in there if they're good, or they might be a little bit withered or shrunk. If that's the case, they're not going to be good for you. But if they look strong, you can definitely try and soak them in water for 5 to 7 days. After that, plant them in some soil and hope for the best.
Regular potting soil.
Like you could use like a soilless mix, like a seed starter mix or a potting soil, and I think you should do fine.
Oh, that's nice now. I may not have saved them for nothing after all.
Exactly.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.